soul.
You got to be.
You got control.
You got to be.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to be.
You got to me, girl. All right, come on.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A divided U.S. appeals court has ruled President Trump can send National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, despite the objections of the city and state. The court put on hold a judge's order blocking the deployment while legal challenges play out. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
What stands out to me is we have a pattern now of a number of circuit court judges saying, when we look at this question, does the president have the power to federalize the National Guard over the wishes of a state governor? The answer, generally speaking, is we defer to the president's decisions and judgment in this area.
The Trump administration fired two federal prosecutors in the Eastern District of Virginia who voiced opposition to the criminal case against New York Attorney General Letitia James. That outage that hit the world's leading cloud provider, Amazon Web Services, caused a lot of headaches today and cost businesses a lot of money. Cyber expert Edward Lewis.
AWS runs approximately a third of the global cloud infrastructure, one third. Very, very significant indeed. The way I would liken it to is simply this. You've got one region of the world that sneezed, and then suddenly we've all caught a cold.
The outage today took down online services from social media to gaming, food delivery, and streaming and financial platforms. The Senate will try again to end the government shutdown, but this hour's vote will likely fail. There is another option on the table for those federal workers still on the job during the shutdown. Nicole Killian reports.
One potential change in strategy on the part of Leader Thune is that he will put forth a bill in addition to funding the government, but also to pay federal workers who were being required to work without pay throughout this shutdown, really so-called accepted federal employees or essential federal employees. So we expect that vote to happen at some point this week. And Speaker Johnson also indicated he may possibly be willing to call the House back into session if it does pass the Senate, although he feels that is unlikely to happen given Democrats' current posture.
President Trump dispatched his envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Israel today for a meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. That after a violent weekend in Gaza and worries about the peace plan. The president today.
We have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves, because you're in violation of their agreement.
Hamas today turned over the body of another hostage. Israel also said it would allow more aid trucks into Gaza. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher, the Dow at more than 500. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council meets at 6 tonight for Mayor Corey Mason's 2026 budget address. People can attend in person at City Hall or watch online through the city's YouTube page. The Racine Unified School Board will review its final 2025-26 budget tonight, which includes a plan to cut more than 35 jobs, including 26 teaching positions. The meeting starts at 6:30 and will be streamed online. Racine Republican Will Martin is launching another run for lieutenant governor, saying he wants to restore opportunity in Wisconsin. Martin, who ran in 2022, kicks off his campaign today in Columbus. Racine police are offering a free workshop Thursday to help business owners prevent shoplifting and secure merchandise. Officer Emily Draves will lead the training at the Main Street Cop House. A bipartisan bill would let Milwaukee install up to 75 traffic cameras to catch speeders and red light runners. Supporters say it'll save lives, while critics worry it could unfairly target drivers. High school football playoffs are here, and Racine Case faces Kenosha Bradford again after last week's Big Eagle win. Racine Lutheran, Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford also made the postseason. Case versus Bradford will air Friday on WRJN. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman, with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers outlast the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Arizona, where the Packers beat the Cardinals here last night, 27-23. The Packers substitute kicker, Lucas Haversick, set a new franchise record with a 61-yard field goal. Micah Parsons had three quarterback sacks in the game, the most in his career. Parsons also jumped off sides, allowing the Cardinals to stay alive, but Rashawn Gary able to force a fumble that Green Bay recovered.
The big play, the offsides by me, which is completely unacceptable. We got right back when we came out and argued with the fumble. So that's the complimentary side. They mess up, make up for us, and we made up for them, and that's the good thing.
The road trip got off to a bad start when the team plane had to be grounded due to a mechanical problem. They didn't leave for Phoenix until 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Obviously, we already have a long, you know, plane ride, and then we were sitting basically on the terminal for about 5 or some hours.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Low tonight in the mid-40s, high tomorrow in the mid-50s. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. Currently at 62 degrees.
Time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1960.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. All right, buckle up those seatbelts, if your car even had them, because we're heading back to 1960, a year when TV was black and white, but the world sure wasn't. 1960 was the year John F. Kennedy ran for president and proved that politics could be handsome. He squared off against Richard Nixon in the very first televised presidential debates, and America learned that camera-friendly lighting can win an election. Radio listeners said Nixon won, but folks watching TV said, I'll take the cute one with hair. The Cold War was as frosty as ever. The U.S. and the Soviets were in a space race, which basically meant, let's see who can spend the most money launching metal into the sky. On the radio in 1960, we were listening to Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs and Stay. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1960.
Just the one more time.
1960. It's Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs and Stay on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1960. Now, the Zodiacs barely dented the Hot 100 after Stay. Their only other entries were Come Along, which went to number 83, and Here in My Heart, which went to number 86. Both of those songs released in 1961. But today we're focusing on 1960, and 1960 had its fair share of wackiness, and one story that really takes the cake, or perhaps the ice cream, comes from none other than the U.S. Census Bureau. That year, the Bureau decided to try something cutting edge. They used a computer for the first time to help count the population. It sounds simple now, but back then it was like trusting a robot to count your marbles. The machine was called the UNIVAC, and it was the size of a small house. It used vacuum tubes, and it generated enough heat to toast marshmallows. It took in data from punch cards, little paper rectangles with holes in them. It spat out the results that were supposedly more accurate than a room full of pencil pushers. But here's the wacky part. The machine worked great until someone accidentally fed the punch cards in upside down. The early data showed that the population of one small Midwestern town had mysteriously doubled. Apparently, the cows got counted as people. Well, in 1960 on the radio, we were listening to Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1960.
Only the lonely.
It's Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1960. Now, we can all picture Roy Orbison, right? The man wearing black with the jet black hair and the black glasses. His hair was never actually naturally black. He merely dyed it that color to fit his man in black image. His hair was actually a dark brown. Well, in 1960, we had this.
The Great American Cover-Up. When perspiration wetness shows up, we cover up. Well, cover up no more. RightGuard introduces a special RightGuard for people who need extra protection against wetness. New RightGuard antiperspirant in the silver can. Checks wetness with the most powerful anti-wetness agent ever put in a can. New RightGuard antiperspirant. Cover up no more.
RightGuard was introduced in 1960. And on the radio, we were listening to Sam Cooke and Chain Gang. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1960. Mm-hmm.
1960, it's Sam Cooke and Chain Gang on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1960. Now, that song was released on July 26th of that year, and it was one of Cooke's biggest hits. It reached number 2 on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the R&B charts. What were we watching on TV in 1960? A brand new show called My Three Sons. Going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring three great songs from one great year. It's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. And be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Tomorrow, we'll feature the class of 1966.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good that I got you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song that was not meant to be a hit. It was a deep cut on a 1970 album until a DJ from Seattle brought it to life. It's Three Dog Night and Joy to the World on WRJN.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. All right. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. A Racine businessman says he's ready for another run at the state capitol. Republican Will Martin announced he's running for lieutenant governor, pitching himself as a common-sense conservative. Martin served under former governors Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker, and he ran for the same office in 2022. He says too many young people are leaving Wisconsin and promises to shrink government and grow opportunity. Martin is kicking off his campaign today in Columbus. It's budget time in Racine, and city leaders want the public tuned in. Mayor Corey Mason will deliver the 2026 budget address tonight at a special common council meeting. It starts at 6 in the council chambers at City Hall. If you can't make it downtown, you can watch it live on the city's YouTube channel. Thousands of federal workers could soon be out of a job, and one Wisconsin lawmaker says that may not be the right way to fix Washington. First District Congressman Brian Stiles says the administration faces a tough situation during the government shutdown. And while he thinks there's room to make government more efficient, layoffs shouldn't happen in the middle of a crisis. Democrats, including Congresswoman Gwen Moore, accuse Republicans of playing games with critical programs like health care and food share. Both sides continue to blame each other for keeping the government closed. High hopes for high school football teams from both Racine and Kenosha. WIAA playoff brackets came out over the weekend. The Racine Case and Kenosha-Bradford rivalry will continue with the first-round playoff rematch. It comes after Case's 31-20 win over the Red Devils last week. Racine Lutheran, the number 2 seed in Division 5, will face Milwaukee Academy of Science, a team they've already beaten this fall. Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford also secured playoff spots. That Case versus Bradford game will air Friday night on WRJN. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com. WRJN
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Low tonight in the mid-40s, high tomorrow in the mid-50s. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. It's 60 right now.
Kind, I wasn't smart. I lost my mind, I fell apart. I had to find myself in time.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. On the phone with me is Tommy Stark. Hey, Tommy.
How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
This is a little surreal for me because we've known each other a very long time, but you grew up like with my kids. So it's almost like I'm talking to one of my kids. So it's weird.
It's been 31 years. I think we've known each other close to 31 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But it's, you're all grown up now. So this is a little surreal for me.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
All right. Tommy is on the phone with me because he is involved in the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which I love that organization. First of all, tell us a little bit how you're involved.
Yeah, so we have a young professional group based out of Milwaukee that supports Make-A-Wish Wisconsin in more of the fundraising and the corporate side of things. So their goal with the Wishmakers of Wisconsin is to get younger professionals that are entering their careers to join the group, and then that way their organization that they work for can help support Make-A-Wish. And really, how do we as young professionals meet people at work, out and about? And so it's a really great group of people that come together with one common goal, and that's to raise money to send Wish kids from Wisconsin on either trips or room makeovers, anything that their wishes occur. There's over 400 Wisconsin kids waiting for a wish right now, which is really heavy on my heart. And that's how we got to here.
Well, you reached out to me because you have a fundraiser coming up. It's what, this coming weekend, right?
Yes, it's on Sunday, October 26th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Buka's Bar and Grill on Douglas Avenue.
Buka's Bar and Grill on Douglas Avenue. And what's the fundraiser?
Well, we are doing hopefully the first of many years of the Racine Celebrity Bartender Battle. So my boss, Buka, and I are on separate teams, and we're battling it out with four local celebrities from that we both pick. So he picked four local celebrities, and I picked four local celebrities. And whatever team raises the most money throughout the day is crowned this year's winner.
All right. So you and your team members and the opposing team members are all going to be bartending all day long. And how do you win? You people come up and order drinks or food from you, and that's how you collect your points or your dollars?
Yep, and then the tips will go right back to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin, so you'll pick whatever team you would like your tips to go to. We also are doing a couple fun things. We've got a liquor pull going on. We have a meat raffle, a 50-50. We do have live music from 1 to 4, and a couple other surprises along the way that I cannot tell in case Buka's listening, because it is a competition.
I see. Are you going to cheat?
As long as it raises money, maybe. There's no rules. So that was the only rule that we had.
You're not above that is what you're saying. Yeah.
Not for granting wishes. No, I don't believe so.
All right. So give everybody the who, what, when, where, how they get involved and what they need to know.
Yeah. So a lot of our information is going to be on Buka's Facebook page. So if you find his Facebook page, we do have an event which will outline everything. So October 26th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Buka's Bar and Grill, which is 4234 Douglas Avenue, which is across the street from our friends at O'Dennis's, which we want to give them a little shout out for letting us park there so that we can raise some more money for these Wish kids. 8 a.m., Marcy from Bucket Second Round goes head-to-head with Beth from the Racine Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
From there, Greg Allen of Performance Food, who brings all the great food to the area, goes head-to-head with Linda Hoover of Educators Credit Union. And then we have Liz Peterson from Elizabeth Jean Photography. She goes head-to-head with Stan Anderson, who is the founder of Venmo Challenger Scene, which took off during COVID. And then wrapping it up, which I'm very excited about, is Kara Kading of Milliger's right down the road. Again, our county executive Ralph Malicki. So it will be a very exciting day. Live music from North Cape Express starting at 1 o'clock until 4. I may have a little secret that I'm going to tell you. Miss Wisconsin will be joining us from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then we have our liquor pull, our meat raffle, and our 50-50, and a few other raffles that, again, I cannot tell about in case Buka's listening.
Well, it sounds like no matter what time somebody stops in on Sunday, they're going to have
just a ton of fun because it sounds like you've got the entertainment covered, you've got the raffles covered, you got everything covered.
We got everything covered, and I did reach out to some of my friends up at the news stations in Milwaukee about the weather. It looks like it's going to be about 60 degrees and sunny. We will have a tent out back so we can hang out outside, and then that's where the live music will be as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Is there anything people need to know about ahead of time, or you just show up, or what's the deal?
I'll just show up. We are recommending people drive safe to the event, so either get dropped off or take an Uber or a Lyft to help with some parking. There is an incentive for that, so if you get dropped off or take a Lyft or an Uber, we had a business reach out to us and wanted to support, so they're going to buy O'Dennis's gift card, and you can enter into a free raffle for that for a night at O'Dennis's, which is awesome. It's just been so fun to have companies reach out and say, hey, we want to help. And at the end of the day, yes, it's Make-A-Wish, but it really has turned into such a community event.
Well, you sound very competitive, and I'm sure you will be with your opposing bartenders. But in the end, like you said, it's all about Make-A-Wish. So it doesn't really matter which team raises more money, but we just want to raise money for Make-A-Wish.
We do, and our goal is to help pay for two wishes. The average wish now is about just under $10,000. So we have a hefty goal, but I do believe we're seeing can come together and hit that goal.
All right, so this Sunday, October 26th, what'd you say, 8 a.m. until?
Until 5 p.m.
Until 5 p.m. at Buca's, and what's the address again?
And that is 4234 Douglas Avenue. It's right across the street from O'Dennis's.
Well, Tommy, keep up the good work. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
All right. There he is. Tommy Stark, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation has the big event coming up this Sunday at Buca's. Hopefully we will see you there. Here's Tommy Stark. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Boss Monka took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away,
wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also your home for the Green Bay Packers. And that brings us to You're the Judge. It's our weekly poll question at WRJN.com. This week's question is all about Aaron Rodgers playing the Packers this Sunday. How do you feel about that? Go to WRJN.com and check out You're the Judge. It's all brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides, at 888-999-6644.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Working my way back.
8 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her yesterday. I just saw her ask her to stay. Do you know what I mean? Lord, do you know what I mean? Her and Bobby were stepping out. Her and Bobby didn't know I'd find out. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? So I ask her if she still cares. She didn't hear me. She just said, do you know what I mean?
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A federal appeals court has ruled the Trump administration can go ahead with deploying National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Heather Roberts has reaction.
Following the Ninth Circuit's ruling, the president acted within his power by federalizing the National Guard. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield issued a statement saying if the ruling is allowed to stand, it would give the president unilateral power to put soldiers on our streets with almost no justification. In her dissent, Judge Susan Graber said there is no legal or factual justification to support the federalization, noting Portlanders' penchant for protesting in chicken or inflatable frog costumes or nothing at all.
After violence in Gaza over the weekend, the president dispatched his envoys to Israel to meet with the prime minister. Trump lashed out at Hamas, saying they could be eradicated. Frank Gardner reports from Jerusalem.
Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner really want to talk about phase two. How is Gaza going to be governed? And what's going to be the future of the region? They want to move on to big issues like that. But we haven't quite finished phase one yet. There are still 16 dead Israeli hostages who haven't been returned yet. And the ceasefire.